The Senate will come to order. Will the members in the chamber, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer offered by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 34th Psalm we hear, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed spirit. Merciful God, we have so many damaged souls and people whose spirits are crushed due to the war that plagues our friends, the violence that destroys lives and leaves people grieving in its wake, and the uncertainty of the future as prices rise and what was in abundance dries up before us. So teach us, Lord, to trust in you always, so that we need not fear, but know that you will guide us through these challenging times. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Present. Senator from Cass. Thank you, Senator. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 38th day, Monday, March 28th, 2022. The Senate met.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as it hasn't been fully read.
The Senator from Boone County has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same being approved as having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator from Boone, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Boone has renewed his motion. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I was actually looking for the guest that I'm going to introduce. I believe she is standing right next to you. Next to you, I have Brooks Moore, who is with us today. She is a constituent of mine from Columbia. I asked her how old she was. I guess 6 or 7. She looked at me like my hair was on fire and told me she was 5 and a half. So she is 5 and a half. I'd like to welcome Brooks to the Senate, have her be a page for the day, and I'm sure somebody's going to pay her somehow. So I'd like the body to make her feel welcome.
Would the body please make the guest from the Senator from Boone County, young Miss Brooks, welcome to the chamber today. Introduction of guests, Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, on my left and your right, I have Sue McCollum joining the body today as a special guest. Sue has successfully led Major Brands, a wholesale distributor in Missouri across the state, for over a decade. As their chief executive officer. They've employed hundreds of Missourians and served thousands statewide. Now Sue is looking forward to transition to a new path of service. After all of her success in leading major brands, I'm excited to see what her new journey is going to take her. Wherever it leads her, I know that Sue will always benefit Missourians. So will the body please help me welcome Sue McCollum, Major Brands.
Would the chamber please welcome the guests from the Senate report. Thanks for being here.
I have one more guest.
Senator from the fourth.
Mr. President, to your left and my right, I also have Mr. Connor Brosnan, who is shadowing me today. Connor is coming from Afton, Missouri, and attends Afton High School. He is here today with his AP politics class to learn more about our state government and see how Missouri Senate works. He is heavily involved in his high school theater and is currently directing his school's play, My Fair Lady. After graduating, he plans to attend Southeast Missouri State University to study theater. Will the body please help me welcome Connor to the Missouri Senate.
Welcome to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Ozark.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your left and my right, if I could please have Gabriel stand. I have Gabriel Todd with me today, and his grandfather, Richard, has been graciously bringing him up. He's from Norwood School in my district, and he's a local FFA chapter reporter for this year. He's also the FFA Area 13 Vice President for next year, 22-23, District Secretary, FBLA for the same year, National Honor Society President for Norwood, and was a Missouri Agribusiness Academy attendee last year. Gabriel has coming up today to job shadow me. He's a fabulous young man. I look forward to see what's going to happen in his future. Please make Abe welcome his grandpa.
Welcome to the chamber. Senator from Ozark, thank you. Introduction of guests. Senator from the first.
I thought you recognized somebody else. Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests. Mr. President, today we have 10 students from Afton High School who are in the AP Government and Politics class, which is taught by Mr. Tony Moyko. And they are also chaperoned today by Jennifer Pickett. These students are up here today shadowing other senators that I've asked to do this, and they've graciously said yes, and I thank them very much for doing that. Could you all please stand up for a second? So I would like to introduce them by name. We have Layla Adinovich, Connor Brosnan, Aaron Cole, Maya Franklin, Brandon James, Isabella Koff, Paul Kreiser, Courtney Mendenhall, Ellen Spangler, and Layla Tadzik. Can we give them a warm welcome today, please?
Thank welcome, you. Welcome to the Missouri Senate. Senator from the first, thank you. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 14th.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that acknowledgement. If the body can please recognize to my right and to your left, Mr. President, I have an esteemed group of young people here who serve as my youth advisory board. For those who are not familiar with my youth advisory board, essentially what it does is it is a collective group of leaders from the St. Louis region that are currently in high school, and they advise me on policy and legislation that I propose right here in this dear body. So if we can recognize their chaperone, who was also a mentor to me and very good friend, Dawn Butler, if she can please stand. Ms. Precious Berry, Gray Fuller, Sophia Liu, Sydney Collinger, Aaron Cole, who's a part of this group today, but he is with the Afton group as a shadow, Paul Gneiser, and Alex Sin, all from St. Louis. If the body can recognize them, I will highly appreciate it.
Would the members and guests in the chamber please make these guests from the Senate of the 14th welcome. And thank you for the advice that you give the Senator from the 14th. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two different sets of guests. The first set of guests I have is the Student Government Association from University of Central Missouri, being led by former State Senator Pierce, if they would stand. So Student Government Association obviously has come here to learn more about state government. A little known fact is I ran for SGA when I was in college at UCM, and I lost. But these people, these students actually won and are part of a Student Government Association. They come down here to learn more about our state government. Please make them feel welcome.
Please welcome the guests from the Center from Johnson County to the chamber today. Senator from Johnson.
Guest, if I could have them please stand. This is the Civil Air Patrol. The Civil Air Patrol, which was founded on December 1st, 1941, to supplement civilian defense organizations, the United States military during World War II. And in 2015, the Civil Air Patrol officially became a member of the Air Force's Total Force, joining the National Guard and Air Force Reserve, with civilian and auxiliary members serving as airmen when conducting missions for the Air Force. I ask the body to please commend the Civil Air Patrol for its 80 years of missions for America and its outstanding cadet and aerospace programs. So I ask the body to please make them feel welcome.
Welcome to the Missouri Senate, and thank you for your service. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution I'm sending forward now.
Please send your resolution forward, Senator.
No explanation needed.
Senator, your resolution will be printed in the journal. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business for the body will be announcements. Announcements.
President.
Senator from Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
I've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Boone County. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.